Shir and Kiddush Shulchan Aruch for Yud Beis Kislev. We're in Siman Chavav Siv Gimel, and we're discussing the dinim of a Kaddish Yasim. I would like to remind everybody again the Hakdama that I said earlier, that these dinim are according to the Minag Ashkenaz, in which back then in Yekesh Minhagim they would only have one person saying Kaddish, and we're going to discuss who has the rights to say these Kaddishim, the Kaddish Yasim, which there are two in Shachlas, one in Ma'ariv, and who takes precedence, who in which cases we make a raffle, etc. So, halacha gimel. There's also a yard site in a shul, in addition to someone that has the first rights because he's in Shiva, he's 7 days of passing to somebody, a relative. As a im ben Shiva caught on, if the one saying all the Kaddishim, he's a minor, and he's called Yimei HaShiva, and he has the right because he comes all the days of Shiva to shul. In that case, yes, la yartzet kaddish echad. He has to leave one kaddish for the person that has the yartzet, and he says the other ones. V'im yesh harbi yartzetim. If there's many yartzets, yes, la kol echad kaddish echad. Each one gets one kaddish. V'afilu makotan ben shiva yidach legamri. And each yartzet gets a kaddish, even to the extent that if each one of the yartzets gets a kaddish, then the one of the shiva won't have anything. Then they still split the kaddishim, and he doesn't get any kaddishim. V'im yesh ben shloishim. If there's someone that's in the 30 days, yes, legamkin kaddish echad. He also has the one Kaddish. This is if he's concluding Shloshim, as we'll see soon. If there's many people that are in the 30 days, then even though we try to give them a Kaddish, yeah, so because they're within Shloshim, they get one Kaddish, but in that case, we won't override a Ben Shiva totally, even if it's a Katan. We won't say that they all get, even if he loses totally. What happens if he's a gadol? But he doesn't go, he's not makbid every day to go to shul, and therefore he shouldn't have rights over all the people that do come every day to shul. Even though every day he made a minion, he is makbid, but just he didn't come to shul. He was in his house. When he comes on Shabbos to shul, he still has the rights. Because before the minion, when we said the yartzetim get one, we split the all the people that have yartzet, each one gets a different kaddish. That is by a katan. Now, v'im yesham yartzet, what happens if he's coming to shul on Shabbos and he's in the middle of shiva, and there's someone that has yartzet on Shabbos? Oimer gamkin. So he says in that case, oimer gamkin kol kaddishim. Still, the gadol that's within shiva says all the kaddishim. Malvat kaddish echad, one kaddish, and he leaves for all the yartzet. And then yatilu all of gadol, all the people that have yartzet, they're matil gadol. And there's one person that gets the right, and he still has everything because he's a gadol and he's within shiva. Bach, kshenizbatel menos shiva aydei regel. If shiva was knocked off because of a yamtiv that hit oishemes avim regel, or his father passed away on yamtiv, in that case, we're going to give him the din of a katan, in which, like we mentioned earlier, each yartzeit will get another kaddish, not just one kaddish, and they have to make a raffle of, rather, every person that has yartzeit gets another kaddish, even if he got knocked off. Why? He could go any day to shul and get a kaddish. So you don't have to take these kaddishim. The yartzeit mashenkin is not something that will come back. Shiva, you have 7 days now. Ben Shiva katan. If he's within the 7 days, then he's a katan. Ben Shiva gadol, b'shabbos, they both came to shul. A child that could say kaddishim and an adult, and they're both in shiva. B'shabbos, k'shabal b'esakneses shavim b'kaddishim, they're equal in kaddishim. And they both, that means each day split it half-half. Im yesh gam yartzeit, hu nitcha machmas gadol. In that case, the katan will get knocked off if there's a whole bunch of yartzeit in. However, the gadol will still maintain one kaddish, as we said. B'lchein, yesh la gadol kaddish echad yoysim and a katan. He's always going to have one kaddish more than the katan. Da'ina kaddish ha-yotzarech losses ha-katan la-yartzeit. The kaddish that the katan was meant to give to the yartzeit will go to him. Now, yartzeit v'chein ben shloshim. What happens if someone has yartzeit and another person, he's in shloshim? Zokter, koidmin l'shar avelim shem b'serich ha-shana. Yartzeit v'chein ben shloshim, or a person that has yartzeit and a person that's within the shloshim, he's koidim l'shar avelim shebetech hashana. He's koidim before any other person that's done in the year of avels. Umikomokom yesh lahem losses gam lahem eizah kadeshim. Even the people that are doing shloshim, they should leave other kadeshim for the people that are within the year and not take all of them. Yesh linuk shekadesh derabanan, and this is the following minug that we're knowing this. Shekadesh derabanan v'gam hakadesh l'achar aleinu, the kadesh that's after aleinu, and the kadesh derabanan yeh la yartzeit, that should go to the yartzeit l'ben shloshim. Ushara Kadeshim Lashara Avinu. So all the other Kadeshim could go to everyone else, and the Kadesh Rabbanan and the one after Aleinu, that will go to the Ben Shloshim or the Yartzeit. Im Yeshnam Kaminyan Kadeshim. If this works for everybody to get a Kadesh. Now, Yartzeit. Ben Shloshim that has still has place to say Kaddish and other days, and the Yartzeit, it means he didn't complete Shloshim. Ben Shloshim will be Kaddish. Mainly Yartzeit, Rak Kaddish Achad. The Yartzeit only has one Kaddish and can't say all the Kaddishim, and Ben Shloshim will override him, even though he has more days left to the Shloshim. And he could come a different day to say Kaddish. Vim Yesh Harbi Yartzeit, and Yartzeit is only one day. However, Vim Yesh Harbi Yartzeit, if there's a lot of Yartzeit, Yesh L'Kol Achad Kaddish Achad. Each one gets one Kaddish. To the extent that it's like a katan ben shiva, afbish ben shloshim yudachel gamre. The person that's within shloshim will get knocked off totally. Mishum shu yemel amacha. He could say tomorrow also. He said ikar avacha. He has more days to continue to say katan in shloshim. But yertzet im lo yomer hayoyim avers manai. If he won't say today, he misses the opportunity. Now im yeshnei avelim shavim. If there's two avelim that are in the same status. Yatilu goyel b'neim, so let's say two people are within Shiva, both of them goyelim. So you make a raffle. Misha olay a goyel loy my arvis. Yesh l'sheni k'neged zeh kadesh echad shachris b'loy goyel. So kadesh ha-shlishi yatilu goyel. So let's say, as we mentioned, there's three kadesh yasims, one by Mayrim and two by shachris. So what they're going to do is they're going to say the one that won the raffle is going to say kadesh by night, by Mayrim. The second one, the other one will say one kadesh in the morning. And then on the third Kaddish, the second one of the day, basically, they're going to make a raffle between them again. There's more. And let's say if they made a raffle and it's between three people and there's only three Kaddish and one Ma'ariv and two Shachris, and say we're not considering the minhag of Kaddish Rabbanan, for example. So and there's three different people. Once one person won the raffle, he can't say any more Kaddishim until everyone else gets their chance. Now, Hatoyshev, Koydun Loy Reach, a person that's Einbreiner, he lives in the city, he comes before a guest, Im Ein Eter Shiva, again, providing that it's not within Shiva. As we mentioned earlier, within Shiva, doesn't matter if you live here, you don't live here. Now, Yartzeit Toyshev, person that has a Yartzeit, and he lives in the city, the Yartzeit Reach, and there's someone that's a guest, Ein Loy Reach Klum, the Reach cannot override him, it's not even up for raffle. He doesn't get anything, the Toyshev comes first. Ben Shloshim Toyshev, and the Yartzeit Oireach. What happens if the Yartzeit, which means he doesn't have another opportunity to say Kaddish, and he's a Oireach, he's a visitor, but the Toishav, he has more chances. He's in Shloshim, or is within a year of Kaddish. Yesh lo Oireach Kaddish Echad. He has to give one Kaddish to the Oireach. That's having Yartzeit. Bim Yesh Yartzeit Toishav. If there's a Yartzeit Toishav, he lives here and he has Yartzeit. When Shloshim Toishav, and another person that's in 30 days, and he's a Toishav, Yartzeit Oireach, then in that case, Yesh Gamken lo Oireach Kaddish Echad, and he overrides the Shloshim. The person that has a Yartzeit within the city, he can't say to him, you know, I have a Yartzeit and you have a Yartzeit. And we said earlier that a Yartzeit Toshav overrides completely. The Reach doesn't get anything. So he can say to him, listen, it's true that you override the Ben Shloshim, but I have a Yartzeit. And we said earlier that a Yartzeit Toshav overrides a Yartzeit Reach completely. So he can answer him, that I didn't take from you the Kaddish, only Ben HaShloshim. I got this one Kaddish, I'm getting it from Ben HaShloshim, not from you. The one that lives there, he should say the first Kaddish. He says the second Kaddish, Ben HaShloshim, Kaddish Lishi, the third Kaddish, which means the second one by day. Now, Oireach Ben HaShloshim, V'toshav Toich Shana, Shavim. A visitor within Shloshim, which is obviously a higher, he has limited amount of time, and it's harder, and it's more, the availus is stronger. The Toshav Toich HaShana, and the Toshav is within a year. In that case, they're equal, and they split it, they do a raffle, etc. Yartzeit Toshav, a person that lives there, he has a Yartzeit, and Shloshim Areach, and someone that's on a higher status, he has Shloshim, but he's a visitor. Yerma Toshav Kaddish Rishon, he gets the first Kaddish Rishon B'Sheni, and Areach just gets the Shlishi, the second one by day. Now, if a reach is within the year, he can be equal like all the other people that are availing within that year, and he gets a kaddish like everybody. Now, toishav linyan said, what will we consider a person that's a ayin voiner, he lives in the city, and a visitor? How will we define him? Dr. Kol sheyesh kan diras kava, if he has a permanent dwelling place, even if he doesn't pay tax Or maybe he does pay taxes here, but he doesn't live in the city. He's just paying tax, part of the Yiddish tax they would pay the government, for example. Both of these cases, they're considered toishav, means if he pays taxes, even though he doesn't live, or he lives, even though he doesn't pay taxes. If someone came visiting from a different city, he comes from a different city, but he's coming to say Kaddish for his father and mother that did live in the city. That doesn't make him a toishav. He doesn't have that right. Even though his parents live there. This son, he doesn't live here. He doesn't give taxes, neither of the two factors. He does not have the din of someone that lives here just because he's saying kaddish for someone that did live here. Now, is a homeowner that he has in his house a live-in, malamed, or a servant, servants, if they're not married, their bachelors, whatever, they're considered toshavim. They live in, they're here. However, they have, they're married, they have wives in different places, they're coming here for a few months to teach or to serve. That links them to a different place, and they're considered archim over here. But let me be yeshiva. Someone came to learn in yeshiva, or someone, a malamid that's coming to teach, but not just for one person. He's not living in one person's house. Rather, he's for a whole bunch of people. He teaches in the school. These people, if he's learning in yeshiva or he's teaching for a few balabatim, in that case, even if they have elsewhere, they have a din of a toishav, if they have yartzeit, etc. Now, hamagadla yaslam bebeisai. Afilu b'sachar, if he is, he has boarding in his house or living in his house a yasim, even if he's getting paid. Im ein loy av v'loy aim yes lo kan din toishav. This yasim doesn't have a father. He doesn't have a father and a mother. Then he's considered a toishav because he lives in bayu. Av im yes loy avay aim. If he has one other parent in a different place, he's yasim from one of them. B'makam achar afilu magadla b'toyas taka. Even if he's mamish, depends on you. Your mamish doing a b'tzaka. You're not getting paid. Yes lo din reich. This child will have a din of vayreach, whether he's in shiva, whether he's in shloishim, etc.